recording. Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Gimel, and we're starting the last line on Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks Elamiyato. If you understand the Gemara's question, we have to do a 10-second recollection of what we learned yesterday, and that is yesterday we learned in the Gemara that if and when a person has a mavoi, that Pesach HaMavoi has to go until, but not more than 20 Amis. Tor. If it goes higher than 20 Amis, no good. Reason for that, we learned in the Mishnah, we learned in the Rashi, is because the Korah Mishum Heker, we want to be able to see that there's a Korah. We have to know that this is a Korah. Why do we have to have a Korah in the first place? Because Min HaTorah, you're allowed to go and carry in a Mavoi, which is Einoi Mefulosh. It has three walls. You can carry there. Three machitas is enough. Min HaTorah. It's midrabanan that we're afraid that people are going to make a mistake and confuse a mavi she'enem mefulosh with a mavi mefulosh or with a rishas harabim if we got to put a lechi or a koira. But if the koira is too high, nobody's going to see it. And therefore it has to be within 20 amis. If the koira is higher than 20 amis, there's no heker. But the Gemara added, Rav Yehuda Amarav, Vos, how do you know that it's 20 Amis? Maybe it's 10 Amis. Maybe it's 15. Maybe it's 25. Where do you get this number 20 from? So Rav Yehuda Amarav said, the Chachamim learned it, Mi Pischoi Shel Heichol, that the Heichol in the Beis HaMikdash is also 20 by 10, 20 high, 10 wide, in terms of the dimensions of the doorway. Same thing, the Pesach on the Mavi has to be not more than 20 by 10. So that's what the Rabbanan learned. And now the Gemara asks Eliyata, if that's the case, top of Gimel Amud Aleph, we should say that Amaltera should not help. What is an Amaltera? We'll have a Machloikis a little bit further down, but the main shot is the second shot, where the Gemara calls Paski di Arza. Paski di Arza means they made five beautiful poles made out of cedar wood, which they specially put up over the openings to the ulam and to the heichol, push it for design. It should look nice and pretty. And there were five parallel, like bars, poles, one underneath the other, starting off with a very, very wide one, and then the next one is slightly less wide, and a little bit more narrow, and the fifth one was the narrowest. And therefore, it was almost like in a triangular type of shape, as you keep on going from wider to narrower, and it looked very, very pretty. And therefore, people that would come to the Beis HaMikdash would say, oh, look at that, wow, that is so beautiful. It's a bayis pe'er, bayis hodor. Anyways, that was what was called an amaltera. Now, the Gemara is going to say in another moment, in the name of the same Rav that we've been talking about all along. Rav is the one that said that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah learns the din of 20 amos from the Pesach Shel Heichol. That same Rav is going to say that what happens if you have the amaltera on top of the koira, on top of the opening of the mavoi, then even if it's higher than 20 amos. Why is that? Because the whole reason why if it's higher than 20 amos is because people are not going to go and see it. But if it's an amaltera, people say, oh, take a look! Oh, hey, oh! All the tourists are going to come, they're going to make pictures, they're going to take out their cameras and their, people don't have cameras anymore. They're going to take out their smartphones and mamacham build them and say, look at it, beautiful, etc., etc. And therefore, by definition, people will also see that there's a korah lemalami esrim ama. So normally I'm worried about that korah will not be seen. Because of the fact that this is beautiful amaltera, it will be seen. So Frank de Gemara, why should that work? After all, in the Beis HaMikdash, when we had the heichol, there was an amaltera. And nevertheless, I say that the maximum dimensions go until 20. So therefore, the Gemara is asking really a stira rav on rav. Rav that says that when it comes to a Pesach, it cannot be more than 20 because I learned it from Heichol. Oh, but there's an exception to the rule. If it has an amaltera, it can be even higher. Why? the whole mekayer of the din of 20 is from the Pesach HaHeichel, and there was an amaltra, but it still was maximum 20. So say the same thing over here, maximum 20, even with an amaltra. That's the Gemara's kasha. Before the Gemara has a chance to finish off the kasha, the Gemara asks an intervening question, so we shouldn't lose track of what the question of the original kasha, Stira Rav and Rav, is. So again, Elamiata, if you're telling me that the Mekoyer for Hilchoy's 20 on a Pesach is from the Heichel, then a Malta shouldn't help to a Heichel Malta Havilah. Because the Malta, the Heichel had an Amaltra, but Fili Hochi Esrim Amahudigavoya. Nevertheless, it was only 20 amos tall, and there was no additional, no extension, till 20 amos. Now, how do I know that there was an amaltra on top of the heichel? That now we have in the Mishnah, Mishnah Masechtas Midois, that chomish amaltrois shel mila or shel milas hoyu al gabav zulamalamizu. That on top of the opening of something, the Gemara at the moment thinks that it's the Pesach of the Heichel, there were five Amalterois. Amalterois, again, we said, there'll be a Machloikis, but the second shot is going to be that there were like five parallel bars, one on top of the other. Milas means that it was made from very, very fine wood. Rashi said it was made from the wood of the gallnut tree. Anyway, so these were the Malami zooming that they were parallel, one on top of the other, five of them. And so I see that the Pesach HaHeichel had these Amalteroids, and it went until 20. Frank Timora behind Mike Chief, so what's the problem? Tell me, Kitania, he the Amalteroids, but Ulam Tanya. Notice that Bryce of it, not a Bryce of that Mishnah that we just read now, it just says, Chomesh Amalteroids, Shomiles, Hoyu Al Gabav. Doesn't say Al Gabay, what? So maybe it's Al Gabay, not Heichel, Al Gabay HaUlam. And therefore you cannot ask me a kasha from the Pesach HaHeichel. My kusha. I don't understand what your question is. Maybe they were both the same. The Tavnes Heichel had on top of it, and the Tavnes Ulam had on top of it. Now, the Gemara's question is a little bit schwer, because if it's all built on Dilma, maybe, or maybe not. So the Mepharshim explained that this Dilma is not your regular Dilma like you usually have in Shas, but the Gemara means to say is Dilma that the person asking the kasha had the Kabbalah by Mesoira, that the Amaltras that we're talking about were not only on the Pesach HaUlam, but also on the Pesach HaHeichel. And therefore I see the Heichel had until 20 mit the Amaltras. So Alama, now we're finishing off the question that we started. Alama Omri Bilo Omer Rav, the same Rav. Rechov V'dalit Avu Bishayna Bria. This Rav says two unrelated halachas. We don't want to get sidetracked on halacha number one, but we have to translate it. The Chov V'dalit Avu Bishayna Bria, as we'll see later on in the Masechta, and even later on in today's Amud on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to tell us that when you have this Korah on top, the Korah has to be a Bria, it has to be strong. The Gemara uses the expression Kedei Lekabel Oriach. Oriach means that it's so strong that you can go and put bricks on it, and it would not fall down because this Korah is strong. However, Rav said that's only if it's a narrow Korah. If it's a wide Korah, four tfachim, even if it's paper thin, that you could not put a brick on it because the brick would just fall through and make a hole in it or pull the whole thing down. Rechov V'dal, once it's four tvachim wide, even if it's paper thin, it's still kosher for purposes of a koda over the muffin. Okay, that's unrelated to us. But the second halach of Rav is v'meishla maltera. If there's an amaltra, meaning these beautiful, beautifully designed parallel bars, one on top of the other, over the doorway, even if it's 30 amos, even if it's 40 amos, in its erach lemayit. Why? Because it's eye-catching, you'll see it. If the whole mikor for the 20 is from Heichel, the Heichel had an amaltra, and nevertheless you say the dimensions were maximum 20. So even if you have the amaltra, I should say maximum 20. Amr of Yosef, amaltra mas nisihi. You're asking stira rav on rav. It's not a stira rav on rav, because this halacha that you just quoted now, That's not Rav speaking. That was a Braisa. And says the Gemara, says Rav Yosef and Mantanila. Who knows who's the one that put that Braisa together? I suspect it wasn't Rav Chia or Rav Oishia. And therefore, it's not a reliable Braisa. And therefore, don't ask any kashas from it. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, who says it's not reliable? V'chomu b'reid Rabba Baravur Ktanila. This Braisa was taught by Chomu b'reid Rachwa. B'reid Rabba Baravur, and he was well known to be a very authoritative individual, and he wouldn't go and repeat braises unless he knew what he was talking about. So you can rely on that braise after all. And the Tehevi Amaltra Masnisa, the Tikshil Rav. And if that's the case, if this is in fact that type of authoritative braise that we're talking about, so then don't ask a stira Rav on Rav. Just ask Akasha from a Braisa on Rav. How could Rav say that the maximum is 20 because I learned it from the Heichel? I see this Braisa says that if it has an Amaltra, even higher than 20. Yet the whole Mekoyer of Pesach is from Heichel, and Heichel had an Amaltra, and nevertheless, the maximum is 20. So that's the Gemara's Kasha Nochemul on Rav, not a Steer Rav on Rav, but from a Braisa on Rav. And I know that Barry's thinking to himself, okay, but Rav Tanahu Palig. But that's again a court of last resort. We try not to make a machloikis between a Rav and a Braisa if we can avoid it. And says, in fact, Rav, I don't understand why you're asking a kasha on me. But Omalach Rav. So Rav says, Dal anomi hochay. Why don't you take me out of the picture? Not act as if I didn't say a word from the beginning of Masechtas Erevin. I was quiet in the corner. Masnisa milakasha na adodi. I have a seat on two braises. Get me out of here. Just ask the stira to. What are the stira of the braises? Because yesterday, when we quoted Rav, how did Rav know that the Tanakhama learned the din of Pesach, that it's maximum 20 amos? Because it's based on the Heichel. Rav brought a braise yesterday. If you turn back to the braise of yesterday, the Beis Amud Beis, it's roughly three quarters down the Amud, where the line begins, Disanya, Mavishu Geboyim Michaf Ama, Yoyser Mipischer Shel Heichal Yemayet. Oh, so Rav says, that's a Befedish Braisa, that the din of 20 Amis, we learn from Pischer Shel Heichal, the Dushvetach, right? That's the Braisa on the surface. I didn't say it, Rav. It's a Chabraisa. Mavi that's higher than 20 Amis, which means that it's more than the Pesach of the Heichal, is Yemayet. So you see that the dimensions of a Pesach, of a Mavoi, I learned from the Heichel. Right, so that's one Braisa. And now we have the second Braisa, which we just quoted, initially in the name of Rav, but then we said that Choma B'reid Rabba Baravua brought this Braisa. What is in the Braisa? That if it has an Amaltra, even if it's higher than 20 Amis, you don't have to be Mamayit, because it's eye-catching. I don't understand, says Rav. If you're telling me that the maximum of a Pesach is based on the Heichel, like Braisa number one, the Braisa number two is talking about Amaltra, the Pesach HaHeichel had an Amaltra, yet it ended at 20. And you want to use this as a basis of going higher than 20, 25, than 30, and even higher. It's a Chachayra Stira of the two Braises, even without me, says Rav. Amalach Rav, Dala Nomi Hacha, take me out of the equation. Masnaisim Ilikashin Adoni, don't have the Stira of two Braises? Elamai Yislach Lameimah, what are you going to have to tell me? Tanoihi, that in fact the two Braises disagree. The first Braise says it's based on Heichel, 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 and therefore even if you have 100 Amalturois, it's not going to work. It's going to be maximum 20. And the second Braise says, no, nothing to do with Heichel, nothing to do with just based on Hecker, and therefore if it's eye-catching, even if it's higher than 20. So once you give that answer to the Stira, the Dinami Tanoi, so that's good according to me too. I learned like the first Braisa, that you learned from Pischer Shel Heichel, and then there's a second Braisa which disagrees, okay? It's not the first time that we have a Machloikes Tanai. So that's Teretz number one, that in fact it's a Machloikes Tanai. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Omar Loi Rav Masnais Adori Loi Kashin. L'Rabban. Says Rav Nachma Yitzchak, no, what you said now is not accurate. If it wasn't for Rav, that Rav said yesterday, that the din of 20 by Movoi I learn from the Pesach Shel Heichal, we wouldn't have a kasha of the two brises. Why not? Because it's very possible that the first brisa, koyre taima mai, what's the reason why you have to make sure the koyre is within 20? Mishamekeira. Because of Hekka, like we've been saying all along, that you should be able to go and tell that this is a special region, this is a cul-de-sac, this is a dead end, which has three walls, and that's why you're allowed to carry Minat Torah. And Midrabanan, you can also carry if you have that big sign. Not really a sign, but you have the Koda, which is a quasi-sign. Ah, it's Bishim Hekka. And the first Bryce agrees with that. The first Bryce agrees. I, Vaitik Tony, why does it in the Bryce say yes or Pisco Shel Heichal? Simna Mi'alma, just to act as a good mnemonic, to act as a good remembrance. Me'at Hashem, in another couple of days, people are going to be crossing the street and they're going to be asking you, can you remind me, what was the dimensions of the Pesach, of the Movoi that the Mishnah said, our Koshen, if it's too high, well, was it 10, was it 20, was it 30, was it 40? I am so confused with all these numbers, can you remind me? Then you go and tell them, Kepischa Shel Heichal, oh, Kepischa Shel Heichal, and I know. What do you know? The Mishnah Maseches Midah says that the Kepischa Shel Heichal was 20 tall, 10 wide, then they don't have any problems. So it's not that the first Braisa has anything to do with the Heichal. The din of a Pesach Shel Mavoi is based solely and strictly on, are you going to see that Korah, or are you not going to see the Korah? When it's higher than 20, you're not going to see it. Unless it's eye-catching. You have that amaltra, and then everybody say, ooh, take a look, wow, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that great? We have to take our picture. We have to show it to our children. We have to show it to our friends and our relatives, etc., etc. So the whole business of the Heichal is Simna Mi'alma. However, Rav, that understood that Bryce is telling us not just a Zekra Ba'alma or Simna Ba'alma, but that is the Makor of the 20 by a Movli, that I learned it from the Heichal, Nuoi Bazoi Le'tra'am Bistak Hashver, why does the second Bryce say that if you have a Maltras, it's kosher? So then you're going to have to come on to the first Teretz, like the Gemara said, it's a Machloikis Tanai. Frank Gemara, Benachma Yitzchak. Benachma Yitzchak was the one that just said now that everybody agrees that the reason is because of Heker. Even the first Braith that talks about Heichal, that's only a Simen Ba'alach. If Lugi Betarti Lomali. The Gemara is asking a very, very simple question. Remember, we mentioned yesterday in the Gemara that in Masechtas Sukkah, we start off the same way. That if you have a Sukkah, which is Gavoya Lamala, the Esrim Ama, we said it's possible. What's the reason why a Sukkah Lamala, the Esrim Ama is possible? The Gemara yesterday didn't go into the details. We mentioned briefly that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us three reasons. One of the reasons is, Leman yeidu doreseichem ki vasukoi seishafti. If you have a sukkah where the top of the sukkah, that means the schach, is higher than 20 amis, lo sholta be'ena. People don't normally look so far up, so high up, and they won't even notice that there's schach. And therefore they won't even start thinking that this is a sukkah. You could have some sukkahs today are so sturdy and are so strong that people can think that they happen to be, you know, just outdoor additional annexes to my house during the nice days when it's relatively cool and warm in the beginning of September, and a machaya, I get out a little bit, and I get a little bit into the country air, and a machaya, try to avoid any corona air, etc., etc. But the point is, when can you tell that this is a sukkah if the schach is relatively low? If it's high up, you don't have that yediyah l'man yedu d'yosech. That's one of the reasons given by the Gemara. But the Gemara gives a host of other reasons. The other reason that's very famous is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that the sukkah has to be a sukkah's aro'i. and not a sukkah kvah, or an oil aroyin and not an oil kvah, which means that you have to be able to see that this is a temporary abode and not something that you could live in for the rest of your life, or at least on a permanent break basis. So if you see that there happen to be twigs and branches and bamboo sticks on top of your sukkah, you know, I can't stay here much longer because winter's around the corner, it's going to start pouring, it's going to start snowing. I can't possibly live under these circumstances. But temporarily, for 7-8 days, I can work it out. So that's the reason why the sukkah cannot be lamalami esra mamma, because if it's more than 20 amas, you obviously have to go and fortify it and strengthen it. If you just put up, you know, pieces of paper on the side for 20 amas, they're all going to come tumbling down. So you have to go and put up a much more sturdy structure. And that's the reason why if it's more than 20 amas, that's a very strong structure, and that's no good according to that pshat in the Mishnah. So says the Moriyat, if Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says in the Sechta Sukkah that the reason why you have to make sure that the Sukkah is lemata, not lemala, the Esrim Amad, because of the first reason, the man yedu deiroi seichem reason, if that's the reason, in other words, it's because of Heker, that above 20 you don't even see, you don't even realize you're sitting in a Sukkah. And the reason by the Movoi that Lamala Miyasrim Amma Yimayet is again because you don't see the Korah. You don't have that Heker. So then the reason for both Sukkah and Movoi is exactly the same. And guess what? Just like we have a Machloikis in our Mishnah Midi Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, you have the identical Machloikis Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda in the Sechtes Sukkah. So Freyti Mara Tarti Lomali. Why does the Shas have to repeat this machloikis twice? They're exactly the same machloikis. So again, just read the words quickly. If he doesn't agree to the svar of Rabba, leman yidu derisechem by sukkah, that would work out nicely. In other words, the reason by sukkah has to be because of oil arai and not oil kavua, and by uns the reason is because of heker. At least feel lehad Rabbi Yomarab. Until 20 amas, you see the schach, you know you're living in a sukkah. But once it goes above 20, once it goes beyond 20, you don't see the schach anymore, and so therefore you're failed in the man yed derisecha. It's al magabi sukkah navi bekeira pligi kum tochois. Then the machloikis by sukkah is also in heker. If the betarati lomli, why do you have to have a double machloikis? Sadi moritzricha, that kasha nishazo yefelech. The ashba eden gabi sukkah, the machloikis, only the by sukkah. Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda would say, you know why it's kosher, even if the schach is lamala mi eser mama. Kiven de li yeshiva avida, sholta by eina. Because the sukkah, you don't just stand in the sukkah. You don't just walk through the sukkah. The mitzvah is leishay basukkah. You sit inside the sukkah. No, if you sit inside the sukkah for an extended period of time, in between courses, and in between talking about whether Trump is going to win or whether Biden's going to win, and whether it was smart for him to go and take the Schwarze for a vice presidential candidate was not a smart thing. After you finish all of that, and of course reviewing the daf and understanding the reason for the Pesach Shemovi, 20 Amos and higher, after you finish with all of that, what else are you going to do? Hey, look at this sukkah. Oh, that's a nice design. Hey, look in the schach over there. So pretty and so beautiful. So even though it happens to be lamalami esramama, but even the yeshiva avida, you're sitting there so long in the sukkah, eventually Sholta Be'ena says Rabbi Yehuda, not the first 5 minutes, but after 5 minutes, hey, take a look. Isn't that so nice? And the designs and all of those chains that are coming down from the sukkah, etc., etc. Ava mavui dilhilach avid. Mavui, nobody stands around looking at the beginning of the mavui. The mavui looks like any street, Yeah, so nobody's standing around and smiling and sitting and blah, blah, blah. It's hilach avid. People just walking through. So you can walk through a million times without realizing that there happens to be a kaira on top. If the kaira is lamalami esrim amo, same way the rabbanon, I would think that maybe Yehuda agrees to the rabbanon. What does he agree to the rabbanon? He agrees maybe the rabbanon that if it's lamalami esrim amo, it's possible, or yima'ed, you have to go and you have to reduce it. What only said by un by mavui, b'hakamir rabbanon. Here the rabbanon go and say that you, if it's lamal miyasram, it's no good. Abhach, by the case of sukkah, a middle Rabbi Yehuda, maybe they would agree. Rabbi Yehuda is right. Since I sit in the sukkah for an hour or two, at some point I'm going to look up to the schach and I will see it. Even if it's lamal miyasram, it's kosher. Tzrich, and that's why you have to have both cases, both by uns, in the halacha of Erevin, and also in the halacha of Masechtes Sukkah. Pray tomorrow, we said at the top of the Omid, the Maltra. What's the Maltra? She says, a machloikis. Rav Chama b'rei de Rabba Baravua Amar Kini. Kini means that you had engraved in the wood or in the wall above the Pesach HaHeichol, you had designs that looked like kinim. Kinim mean kinei oifis, like dove cuts. It looked very, very pretty, protruding from the wall. It looked like small little houses, like a lushul tarni goylem, like a khan for oifis, like a nest, whatever for oifis to reside in. They came out, the people said, oh, that really looks so, so kishmak and looks so real. In fact, I think a couple of birds are going to eventually be residing over there and they're going to be laying eggs. It really looks so realistic and so pretty. That was one shot. They said, Paski di Arza. Oh, that's what we said about before. Paski di Arza means, if you look at Rashi, Paski di Arza, about 5, 6, 8 lines further down, Paski di Arza, Klunzais, a kloinus means a pole. Shel Erez, made out of cedar wood, aruchen, long, tchuvin bekoisel, kind of submerged and pressed into the wall. Vaide de nofish, mashke, since it's so wide, in other words, these are long, long poles which are sitting there on top of the Pesach HaHeichel. Oyrech tidu, nofesh mashe oyrech tidu, since they're so long. Chazul inchi, people notice them, the Ike Keira, and therefore becomes eye-attracting and becomes, all the tourists say, oh, look at that, it's really gorgeous, it's really pretty, etc. Ezok Dimar. And there were 5 of them, one on top of the other, like we said in the Mishnah earlier at the top of the Amid, one row on top of the other. So Kimamandi on the Paski di Arza, the one that says that it was the Paski di Arza, meaning that there were these nice long bars, Kolchke and Kini, then certainly Kini would really be an attraction, because that's already much more of a design, that you really see a nest, or you see a dove cut, that really looks pretty. Kini of a Paski di Arza, that's really not such an eye chopper, that you won't automatically, oh, it's so beautiful, the nest, that really looks nice, that it's carved out into the wood. But Paski di Arza is not such an attraction. Amandi on Paski di Arza, my timer. What's the svar of the Paski di Arza that it is eye attracting? Mishum de nofish mashre, because it's nice and long. Oh, vasuka de nofish mashre. By suka, it's nofish mashre. What is nofish mashre? The schach is even longer. The schach goes from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah. And the Rabbanim say, it doesn't attract the eye, even though these are nice and long. The Gemara, it's not only because the amaltra is long, it's a choshiva engraving, or a choshiva embedding in the wall on top of the Pesach HaHeichel, Islay Kola, people talk about it. Next time you're in Yerushalayim, and you want to look for all the tourist attractions, and by that time the Beis Hamikdash will be open, ready, willing and able to go and have people visit and bring karbanos. So it's going to go and tell you on the brochure of the Beis Hamikdash, and don't forget to see that beautiful amaltra on top of the Pesach HaHeichel, which is 5 nice long bars, one on top of the other. As you'll see it, you'll be astounded at the absolute beauty. So it has a call. That's why it's different. As opposed to the schach on top of the sukkah, every sukkah has schach. So there's nothing unusual or unique about it. Okay. Nushtik. We spoke about in the beginning of the Mishnah that if the koira was lamal miyasrim amma, says in our Mishnah, yimayit. What about miktis koira betoich esrim or miktis koira lamal miyasrim? What happens if the koira was smack in the middle? Part of it was lamata, part of it was lamala. A Rabbi Yirmiyah type of question. It's on the border, halfway up, halfway down. What happens about Gabi Yisuka? Sukkah is the same thing. You have to make sure the schach is not lemala miyesrim amma. Make the schach b'toich esrim, or make the schach lemala miyesrim. What's the din now? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabba, I have a very simple answer. The mavoi, it'll be kosher. The sukkah, it'll be posel. Faith Gemara, why? Maishna b'mavoi de kosher. Tamrin and kolosh. Because when it comes to the mavoi, I say to myself, go and act. Rashi uses the expression royim. Go and look upon this korah as if the top part of it had been removed. It's a thick korah. Half of it is below the 20 amma line. Half of it is above the 20 amma line. Look upon that half that's above the 20 amma line as if it's invisible. And this, it doesn't exist. And therefore, the rest of it is below the 20 amma. Shai, I see that korah below the 20. The fact that it continues going up, that's not a chisaroi. Maybe it's even a mala. It keeps, the wider and the taller it is, maybe it attracts more attention. But the point is that since part of it is below the esrim, it'll have the heker. And if you learn from the heichel, you'll have a doorway which is less than 20, and therefore it's kosher. Frankly, more if that's the case, sukkanami le mekloish, to say then by sukkah the same thing. Ignore that part of the schach which is a mala miyesrim mama. Look at only the schach which is a mata miyesrim mama, and therefore you have a sukkah within 20 hours. Says one, you can't say that. Because he kalshes, if you're going to look at that taught part as if it's non-existent, as if it's only virtual schach, havi lo chamasa melurim mitzilasa. The whole benefit of having all this schach was that the thickness of the schach causes there to be more tzeil than chama, more shade than sun. If you are going to royin, look upon that upper level as if it's non-existent, then the second part, the lower level, you don't have enough thickness of schach, then the sun is going to come in. Chamer is mitzilos. So if you want to, ibazoi hochanami, then say the same thing like abed amavoi. Ikal shus habu the koira and itel is beruach. Remember we said earlier on in the top of the omid that the koira has to be a beam of substance, that it should be able to hold up an ariach. Ariach is a brick. If you're going to go and slice the koira in half, and say that first the top half doesn't exist, that part which is lamala miyesrim amma, and leave over the part which is lower than 20 ammas, maybe the remaining korah is not going to be strong enough to hold up the brick. El al karchach, what must you say? You must say that even though I employ this, what we would call a legal fiction of a royin, that I don't see the upper part as if the upper part had been cut off and removed, but nevertheless, Naski Shmun Shal Matkas, at the same time I say that the remaining part of the Korah, that is as strong as steel, as strong as metal, and therefore it can hold up the Ariach. Because after all, when you're talking about a legal fiction, it only goes that far. I say that the upper part is as if it doesn't exist. Fine. So say at the same time, but the lower part is just as strong as it was until now, and therefore it can hold up the Ariach. So Zokimara, if you employ that type of legal analysis, Hachanami, the same thing like Abisoka, Al Garcha Nasis Tzilzimru Mechamsa, then even though we are looking apart we're looking at the upper part as if it doesn't exist, but then look upon the lower part, it still has the quality of the thickness that it had all along, which in fact, factually, it still has. It's thick, schach, and therefore the tzelim rumichamasa. So bottom line, the Gemara wants to know, why would I employ this legal fiction of saying kloish, that I look upon the upper part as if it doesn't exist? That works for a mavoi, why didn't it work for sukkah? Amar Rabba, so says Rabba, I'll explain to you. Amar Rabba miparzakya. The reason is because sukkah b'liyachin he loy midker. Movid l'rabi midker yadodi. He says it's a different svara. The Gabi, the sukkah belongs to one individual. What happens now if you have all of your schach, half of it's lamala, half of it's lamata? What happens if mitzat ikra din, Rabbi Bar Pizaki is saying, is it should work. Because the important thing is that your Pesach is not fully 20. Part of it has been cut away because the schach or the korah is lamata me esramam. But the problem is, what happens if the lower part of the schach, or the lower part of the korah, falls away? In the case of schach, as we know, can fall down. Okay, the bamboo sticks usually hold into place. But if Yischach happens to be branches and twigs of trees, bottom can fall out. And therefore, the only remaining part is going to be the part which is Lamal Miyasramam. So if you happen to be by a sukkah, and your sukkah is yachid, the person who owns the sukkah will see how all the schach keeps on falling down, the first night and the first day, and the second night and the second day, and the person is going to say, well, we got to fix this. I'm afraid that this sukkah is not going to be kosher anymore. He's going to bring his ladder, he's going to bring his boys and say, come on everybody, let's work on the schach to make sure the sukkah is kosher. However, you're talking about, I'm sorry, it's the other way around. Sukkah liyachid hu loy midkar. Since it's one yachid, he may not notice the fact that part of the schach has fallen away, and he's not going to take action, and the remaining schach will all be lamala miyasra mama, and that's why we say the sukkah is possible. However, by the mavui, what happens if that same korah begins to rot away on the bottom? There are termites, or there are what other problems that you have that are cutting away, spoiling the bottom of that korah? Then, since there are 100 people that walk by every few minutes, people, hey, take a look at the korah, shvacher and shvacher, keeps on getting worn away because of the wind, because of the termites, because of this, because of that. Literally, one's going to remind the other, and therefore they're going to go and fix it. So therefore, the reason why there's a difference between a mavui and a sukkah, that the mavui is kosher, you don't have to worry about that the lower part is going to fall away, and we're only going to remain with the upper part, lamala miyasra mama, because you have so many people, each one will remind each other. Mashenke, by the sukkah, you only have one person, and one person is going to be, his mind will be preoccupied with other things, and he's going to forget, and guess what? We may have a situation where we only have a remaining schach, lamala miyasra mama.
What is it resting on? I understand if the bottom part is eroded, then it's going to, the upper branches are going to fall down to take that place. It's not going to stand by itself. It's not the Aaron which stood, which carried itself.
Ah, exactly. Aaron knows says no stuff. I don't know what your sukkah is like. Many sukkahs have a bit of a crisscrossing, meaning you first have long wooden beams that go from one side of the sukkah to the other, and on top of that, you put on your schach. Many people would put on their bamboo sticks, or people would put on branches with leaves and with smaller twigs coming out, etc. Okay, so you could have a situation where the major beams are still in place, and the schach, much of it until now hanging down in between the beams, lower than the Esra Mama, that lower part blew away, it got dried out because of the wind or whatever, falls down. The upper part is still there, but it's still there. It's held up by these wooden beams.
Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, that's shot number one. But now there is a different version, just the other way around. Remember, we started off Amar Rabba Mamovi Karshim B'Sukkah Pasul. Ravina Amar Sukkah, Ravina gives a second reason. Why do we say that Sukkah is Pasul as opposed to Mavi? So he says, Sukkah, the Arai Sechmeir Barabanan. The Rabbanu were machmer, I gotta be nervous. Half of the schach is lamal, half of it lamata. The bottom part may fall away. I am really nervous about the whole thing. And therefore, the God be the schach, we have to say it's possible. Movi, the Rabbanu like me, Rabbanu. The whole is the Rabbanu. I mean, I told you a lot to go and carry. So, worst comes to worst, the bottom part of the kaira falls off. It's spoiled. It folds away. It rots. Okay. Worst comes to worst, we forgot Nishkefech. He quoted this member of Rabbah just the opposite. That what? It's the Mavi that's the apostle and the Sukkah that's kosher. My Shna Sukkah Dikshayda. Why? Sigmar goes through the exact same analysis that we had before, but in reverse. Why Sukkah would you say it's kosher? The Amrin Kalush. Because we'll say, forget about the upper Schach. Remember, what are we talking about? Half of the schach is the mata, half of the schach is the mala. Frank Dimara, what do you do? So Dimara, very simple. Ignore the schach lamala. Who cares about the schach? The important thing is the schach lamata, and that's kosher. Say klosh. Frank Dimara, movi nami name of klosh. Say the same smara. Who cares about that part of the kaira which is lamala? Just look at the part which is lamata. So Dimara, now, ikaush is having the kaira and tells Baruah. If you're going to slice the kaira down the middle, then it's going to be a weak kaira. It won't hold up the ariach. It won't hold up the brick. So Hachanami, Yikashus, Havala, Chambasim, Ritzelzah, say the same thing with Gabi the Sukkah. If you're going to ignore the upper part, just look at the lower part, then there's going to be so much sun beating into the sukkah. People are going to get chas v'shalom, going to get sunburns or sunstroke. El al karcha nasis tiltum ru mechamasa. What do you have to say? That even though you say kloish, nevertheless the remaining schach, you look upon it as if it still has the quality. The quantity we have taka reduced by saying kloish, but the quality we remain, the tiltum ru mechamasa. Hachanami al karcha nasu kishbudin shel matchas. Say the same thing lagabe the korah, that even though we ignored the upper part of the korah, don't tell me that the second part of the korah happens to be shvach. It's too weak to hold up an Ariach. No. Look upon it, it still has that quality, as if it's kishbun shamachas, like metal sticks or metal rod. Omrom bi brazakir. Sukkah to the ochid he, rami anavshe, umidkar. Movidil rabami, samchi adodi veloi midkari. Te amri inchi. Kdeira be shifin lechamira veloi karira. Oh, that's a very famous chazal. And the Gemara is telling us is the reason why, according to the second side, by Mobi it's possible and Sukkah is kosher. Remember, what's the concern? The concern is maybe that the bottom part of the schach or the bottom part of the Mobi is going to fall away, and I'm only going to have the upper part, which is a mala mei eser. Says the Gemara, the Sukkah the Yochid Rami Anavshe. Since there's one owner of the Sukkah, if he sees that there is a defect in the Sukkah, there's a problem, he'll take care of it. He'll do it himself. He'll call his children. He'll call the sheikhs. He'll do something. He's going to make sure that the sukkah will be kosher. Didker. However, Movid L'Ravimi, since so many people go through, Yanko's going to say to Beryl, hey, look, part of the kohen is falling off. Don't worry. The inspectors will take care of it. The mashgichim, the government, somebody will take care of it. I don't have to worry about it. Everybody's going to say mecha dodi. Everybody will point fingers. Vloy midkri. And nobody will remember. Damri inshin, like the famous expression. Kedveri shitfi. If you have one pot which belongs to two owners, and you wanted to go and cook up a nice brew, it's never going to get hot, it's never going to get cold, because each one will assume that the other one is going to do what is necessary to go and do the cooking, and each one will rely on the other one, and nobody's going to do anything. Ravina Omar... Sorry?
Just above, we had the exact opposite story. Probably
100%. I agree with you. So that's why you have two lashonos. The first lashon holds that having more people involved is better. Having a committee of 10, somebody will get it done. And the according to the second version, a committee of 1 is much better than a committee of 10, because one will never be outvoted, and he'll do whatever he has to do. He will take care of it. He won't have to worry about it.
It does say Ibcha, they taught it Ibcha, the reverse. So similar, just like a Rabba switched in his arguments also switch.
Mm-hmm. I have
the common why the Amva Eda took that side, Amar Inshi Kader de Veshufe, Lo Khamima Velo Karira. So in other words, that apparently is the people seem to agree with that more than the other. Okay, just to point it out.
I heard many, many years ago b'shem the late Reb Moshe Scherer, Zichron Levracha. He said that the best committees are committees of 3 where 2 members never show up. Because then that third member, who's the only one in charge, he'll make sure to get everything done. He doesn't have to worry about, we'll have a vote and a discussion, what will you say, what will he say, we'll have to compromise. The other 2 people never show. It's a one-man committee. I'll make sure to get it done and do it the way I want. You may not be happy, but that's where I'll get it done. Okay, next shikla. Ravina Omar, Sukkah D'Araisle, Boy Chizik, Mavid Rabbanim, Boy Chizik, that the reason why, this is again the reverse Sforis that we said before. Remember, we said before, Sukkah D'Araisle, Machmir, Mavid Rabbanim, Faket, Amekel. Now Ravina says just the opposite. Since it's Minatoira, people are annoyed, this people are concerned. So, if there's going to be any problems whatsoever with the schach, then people are going to jump up and down and make sure it's going to be kosher. So, you don't have to add additional gzevis and additional reasons if at least part of the schach is lamata me'esrim is kosher. Hashem, what with Rabbanon? Since it's Rabbanon, people are like, it's only Rabbanon. It's only Rabbanon. It's only Rabbanon. It's only Rabbanon. By Chizik, Rabbanon have to be Mechazik and say, only Rabbanon. If part of it is Lamata, part of Lamala, no good. Make sure the whole thing is Lamata. No, only Rabbanon. So, bottom line, we have these two different Lashonis. What's the halacha? Half above, half below. Rav Barula Omar Zeb is apostle. In both cases, no good. Make sure all your schach and all of your kor is lamata meyaser. And guess what? Rava Omar, Zev is their kosher. In both cases, they're kosher. And Rava comes up with something brand new that we haven't spoken about before, and that is the 20 that we're talking about. How do you measure the 20? It says Rava, Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Movi Tanan. We're not talking about that the schach or the korah are within the 20. What we're saying is that the ear space of either the sukkah or the mavoi has to be not more than 20. However, the schach can be more than 20 as long as it starts exactly at the 20 amma line and doesn't start at 20.1 or 20.2. But if it starts at 20, you're still fine. And so therefore, according to Rava, it's not only the schach which is lamata miyesrim, but even the schach which is lamala miyesrim is okay, because we started at 20. In fact, we started at 19.5, because part of it was lamata. That's okay. So therefore, in our Mishnah, it says, movishu gavoya, that the koyr is higher than 20, it means that we went above and beyond a full 20, and that's where we started with the koyr. No good. But it's not that learned like until now, that the koda has to be within the 20. And in fact, according to this Gemara's Teretz, Zugman Mepharshim, even if the entire koda or the entire schach is lamala miyesrim, it's also good as long as it's not above 20.1 or 20.2 or 20.3. As long as it starts exactly at 20, and certainly if it starts at 19.9, that would also be good. Because I'm only looking at the chalal, the ear space of the sukkah, and of the mavi. Amgir, a popular rabbi, Tani Masayalach, Abritake, bring a raya. From that first brice that we already brought yesterday, and we brought again today, Mavi Shigavoy, the Me'esrim, Amma, Yoisim, Vipischo, Shal Heichal, Yemayet. The Heichal Gufoy, Chalal, I was Take, Esrim. And since that was Esrim, I don't need that the Korah or the Schach begin within the Esrim. The chalal can go until Esrim, and then you can start your schach or your mavoi or your koda exactly from the 20 and higher. Obviously, ef shelitzamtem, it's good to start from 19.9. But the point is, mitzad ikra din, you don't have to have it within the 20. The halal can be the 20, and then the koda or the schach can start from that point on. Frank Dimar, Eisvir Rav Simon Bar Abba Ravashi L'Rapapa. Keter, Brother Shah, you're asking a question?
The salt of Eina, even though it's above, it's 20 and above. In other words, the halal of the mavoi. So we said no salt of Eina.
Correct.
If it's above.
Now we're saying that based on the shalt of Eina svara, you could still be sholet if it starts at 20. If it starts at 21 or 20.1, then lay shalt of Eina. As long as you get until that 20, you can still sholet Eina. Zoki mara isvir avsim avrashir avler papa. What happens if, in fact, we have like the beginning of our Mishnah? How did our Mishnah begin? Movi shehu gavoy l'malam yesrim amma yimayit. No, Frank gets the brisa. Keitzer oisa. What do you do now to be mamayit? Simple. Meniach koyre mitzvahs esrim ulamata. Pull down the koyre that it shouldn't be esrim ulamata. It should be esrim ulamata. Frank Gemara, you just said now it doesn't have to be mi esrim ulamata. Just make sure that it's not Lamala miyesrim. This is l'chayra very, very clear against what Rapapa and what Rava said, that chalal movitan. No. The chayra has to be within the 20. Lamata. Everything where aim lamala. Go and change the lashon of the brisa. Ketzer yoisem niach kor misvas esrim ulamala. Freitimar, come on. V'lamata k'toni. That doesn't sound right, you know, just to go and change the word. Sotimar hakamashmon. You're right. Nupshat. Delamala, delamata, kilamala. What does it mean, delamata, kilamala? So Rashi explains the following. Did you have to take this brisa and you have to put punctuation. You have to put a period after the word Mismas Esrim. Period. So you start the brayse again. What happens if your korah is too high? Meniach korah Mismas Esrim. Lower it. Don't start the korah at 25, at 24, at 22, at 21. Start at Mismas Esrim. From 20. 20 is fine. Because Rava holds Chalal Movitanan. As long as you start exactly at 20, you're fine. Period. And by the way, the same thing applies in reverse. What means in reverse? What happens if you have a movi where the opening is less than 10 tfachim? Then it's going to also be possible. Just like the koda has to be not lamala mi esrim, or at the esrim line, you can't have a koda which is lamata mi asara tfachim. Ah, so there too, ulamata, the same halacha applies. What means the same halacha applies? That you're talking about the halal of the movui. Whenever you're talking about putting that korah, when we are referring to either 20 amos or 10 tefachim, we're not talking about that the korah has to be within the 20 amos or within the 10 tefachim. We're saying that the halal has to be up to, not in excess of 20, and the same thing is legabe, not lower than 10 tefachim tall. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, Zogt Rashi, Hakam Mashmalan, third line, the Shisha Nosa Chachamim Lamata, Miyut Tefachim, Achalal Koi, when the 10 tefachim Lamata is all to Achalal Koi, Kishir She'omu B'chaf Lamala, Vachikama Masisin. Now we say the price over again. Period. The same thing applies to lamata. In bola. So you say, nomuch, if you want to make a very, very low kaira, so therefore this ulamata is not referring to the placement of the kora at the top of the esrim, but we're talking about the placement of the kora in the reverse mirror image case when you have a very small, very low mavoi, that make sure it's not less than 10 tvachim from the ground, and put the korah on top of that. Enochel, back to the braisa. Good. Lushtikum. Omer by Mishmi Bar Nachman. Yes.
You get through this mavoi, which is 10 tvachim. It has a korah of 10 tvachim, so you're jumping over it now? You're not certainly not going under it. You're falling.
How tall is 10 tefachim?
It's two feet.
2 feet? We're assuming that a tefach is 4 inches. If you have 10 tefachim, you have...
Oh, 4 inches or 2 inches. I'm sorry, okay.
It's okay, no problem. I still love you, Brother Shai. Assuming that it's 4 inches. We're assuming a tefach is the size of a fist, because it's 4 etzpoys, 6 etzpoys. It depends which etzpoy you're including, with the thumb, with the pinky, without. So if it's 4 inches, so you have 40 inches. 40 inches means 3 feet, 4 inches. Now, most people are, Baruch Hashem, taller than 3 feet, 4 inches. But you could have a movi for children, you could have a movi for midgets, and you can have a movi that people, in fact, have to bend over to get in. If you've been to Eretz Yisrael, one of the favorite tourist attractions is to go in some sort of caves, that people have to go almost on their bellies to go through those caves, and to go, and they have to bend over, and it's quite difficult, and you have to hold yourself like that for 20 feet, otherwise you bang your head against the ceiling. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's not a comfortable movi, but the movi works in terms of you can go and carry if you put the korah higher than the 10 tefachim from the ground. Now we come on to a new sugya. It's standard in all of our minds that your amma has in it 6 tefachim. However, there are exceptions to the rule. Like virtually all rules, not all rules have exceptions. Because if you say that all rules have exceptions, then an exception to that rule too, that there's bound to be a rule without an exception. But almost all rules have exceptions. So in fact, the Gemara tells us that the amos that we've been talking about all along are not necessarily amos of 6 tvachim. They might be amos of 5 tvachim, which of course is going to make these amos to be much smaller. So Omer Bai Mishmid Rav Nachman. Amos sukavi, amos movi, ba'amah bas chamisha. It's talking about an amma of 5 tvachim. We're going to see in a moment. Amma's kelayim, the amma that we talk about kelayim, is amma bas shisha. That's talking about 6 tvachim. Start again. amas mavi ba'am ba'as chamiy shalom ayilcha. So what do you mean? The goyvoy or the pirtzas mavi. What we're telling us is the gabi the goyvoy, meaning that we're adding on an additional layer of chumrah that we didn't have until now. Until now, we assumed that as long as the korah was either within the 20 or like Rava, as soon as we hit 20, you have your korah starting, we're in good shape. That's true. But the 20 amas are not 120 tvachim, 20 times 6. It's only 100 tvachim. It's 20 by 5. So, when you are measuring your 20 amas, remember we're talking about shorty amas, not longy amas, short amas of 5 tvachim each, and therefore it becomes a big chumrah. Make sure that your korah is lower than you thought. Sending spirits as mavi. We're going to have see later on in our mesechta that a mavi is all good and fine when you have the three walls, but what happens if there happens to be a pirtza? Someone broke through one of the walls. For instance, in our modern day cul-de-sacs or what do they call them, dead ends, it's usually because you have these attached houses, one next to each other, all attached houses from all three sides. What happens if between two of the houses there happens to be a very large driveway, and that driveway is more than 10 amos wide, very, very wide driveway. So that's what's called a pirtza. And that pirtza would then destroy that third wall. So you'd have to go and fill it up. You could fill it up with the Tzuras of Pesach. You could fill it up by putting in poles, whatever way you want to go and fill it up. So now the question is, how wide does that pirtza have to be to destroy the integrity of that third wall and of the Movi in its entirety? So the din is 10 amos. So how wide is 10 amos? 10 amos, that's a lot. That's 60 tvachim. Says our Gemara, no, it's not 60 tvachim, it's 50 tvachim. Even if the pirtza is only 50 tvachim, that wall of the Movi is considered to be destroyed, and you're going to have to go and fix it. So therefore, both the Gabi Gova and the Gabi Pirtzas Movi, that comes out of nice chumrah, that instead of 120 tvachim tall, only up to 100 tvachim tall, and instead of a pirtza being 60 tvachim wide, even 50 tvachim wide destroys the quality, the integrity of that wall. But if you're going to tell me that it's 5 tvachim, not only is it going to have chumris, it's also going to be coolis. Why is it coolis? Because as we'll see in a moment, there's a machloikis how deep the movi has to be nitter al yedei lechi v'kayr. We normally think of a cul-de-sac or of a dead end, you know, why it's 100 feet, 200 feet, 500 feet, you know, a very long expanse. But what happens if he says, as a mini movi? So according to one man, the mini movi, as long as it's 4 amos, you're okay. Now what's the shear of the 4 amos? I would normally think 24 tvachim. It's got to be a minimum of that arba amos to have the status of a movi, that it's nitter, belechi, or korah. But based on what you're telling me now, even if it's only 20 tvachim, not 24, even 20 tvachim, it's good. So therefore, it's a kula. Come to Christ, I have a kula. Everything more command the yom bar bo'a tvachim. This, in fact, a machloikis. Although we assumed until now that the minimum depth, length of the movi has to be arba. This is one man yom, this is even 4 tvachim is enough. And I'm sure Brother Shai is thinking to himself, how can you live in a movi? The whole thing is 4 tvachim. Is this, you know, it's just a little pipsqueak. It's not bigger than a telephone booth. There used to be, anybody ever heard of a telephone booth? Years ago, there used to be a telephone booth. Can you imagine? Before a cell phone. Anyway, but the point is that it's very, very small. Ablamaisa, that's the minimum share. Since that's the minimum share, that has nothing to do with now whether the amma is bas chamisha tvachim, shisha tvachim, because the share is 4 tvachim. So therefore, you won't have a kula resulting from saying that the amas hamovui is 5 tvachim. Or before you say, or you can go and say, talk about arba amas. Our Mishnah, our mandiyama here holds, Rav Nachman holds, like the mandiyama holds, arba amas. V'roiv amas ka'amar. And when he started off by saying that amas sukkah is got to be amma bas chamisha, which is a chumrah, he was referring to roiv of the situations. Roiv of the situations meaning the gova and the pirtzas mavoi. Mashenken, that the depth of the sukkah, how many sukkahs, not sukkahs, how many mavois are four amis or less that we have to stop measuring, but the four amis, whether it's five tvachim, six tvachim, that's a very remote case. So in that case, he would also agree that it has to be at least six tvachim. That he said that it's got to be five tvachim, amis maschamish, in roiv of the cases. Roiv amis kama. But I agree with you that in that case of the four amis, that the proper shear would be six, the amis bas shisha tvachim. Now let's talk about amis sukkah. Again, amasuk amabas chamish lemay hilchas legabi. What again? Legoiva, the height. That if it's 100 tefachim plus, I got a problem. Not 120 tefachim, but 100 tefachim. Uledoyv and akuma. Doyv and akuma is a special halacha in Masechta Sukkah, which you mentioned. We're going to learn about in Sukkah, which is that even if you have schach, which is not kosher, if that schach starts from the beginning of the ceiling, beginning of the top of the sukkah, you're entitled up to four amas of that tzchach, as long as beyond that, the rest of the tzchach is kosher. Why? Because we look upon that non-kosher tzchach as if it's a bent over wall. As if the wall is not a straight wall, it's bent over halfway. After all, people pay money to go and see the Leaning Tower of Pizza and pizza in Italy, or to go and see other similar structures where things are bent over. So I have a bent over wall which is made out of non-kosher schach. So you have again ba'ar ba'amis. So when is it kosher, says Rav Nachman? Only if it's four amis, each of which is five tvachim. I give you 20 tvachim leeway to say deif and akuma. But I don't give you 24 tvachim, only 20 tvachim. Freiti mor by ikam meshach sukkah ba'ar ba'amis. Same kash we more asked by Mova, they more asked now by sukkah. Also, the length of a sukkah has got to be four amas. You're telling me that it could be five tvachim. That means that the entire sukkah only has to be 20 tvachim long, as opposed to 24 tvachim long. So that's a kula. Tisanya, Rebbe Oymarani, kol sukkah she'im ba dalet amas. Dalet amas is psula. So therefore, Rav Nachman, by saying five tvachim, yeah, you're right. In the cases of Gova and Dofen Akuma, that's a chumra that it's five tvachim. But in the case of the Dalet al Dalet, it comes out a tremendous kula. Every market rabbanon the Amri afilu ein machzekes al roish veru v'shulchanai. He doesn't hold like Rebbe that it has to be four amas. He holds it has to be roish veru v'shulchanai. And Mitchum will learn in the Gemara in Masech the Sukkah that means seven tvachim, seven by seven tvachim. So this we're talking about tvachim. We're not talking about amos. So that is irrelevant to the discussion whether the am is five amis, I'm sorry, where the am is five tvachim or six tvachim, because he holds like the Amma that you need seven by seven tvachim. The boy same along the Rebbe, he could go great to Rebbe too, and Taka Sukkah has to be a minimum of four by four amis. For Oim Amis Kama, like we said before, that Rav Nachman said that the Amas HaSukkah is five tvachim, in most cases we're going to measure with five tvachim, but you're right, in terms of the length of the Sukkah, there we're going to go and say that you have to have the 6 tvachim amah. It's got to be 24 by 24, not 20 by 20. Amas kilayim ba'amas bas shisha l'may hilchasa. The am of kilayim, there that's going to be the big amas. L'may hilchasa, the karachas hakerem uvul mochel hakerem. That's talking about a karachas hakerem, mochel hakerem. What are those? We'll see in a moment. Did not karach zakerim b'sham yomim esom yarba amois. It's got to be 24 amis. Beisul amim sheishes amis is going to be 16 amis. Umochal zakerim b'sham yomim sheishes amis 16 amis. Beisul amim shteyam is 12 amis. What are you talking about? Ezi karach zakerim kerim shachar b'mtzi isoy ein sham sheishes amis lo yovi zer l'sham. Are you sheishem is amois? Them is beisul like the avidos v'zorei is amoiser, and then it's kosher. What's this all about? We know this is the famous halach of kilayim. Kilayim means make sure to go and not mix different species in the same area. So, we're talking specifically about a kerem. A kerem is a vineyard. Since it's a vineyard, you have grapes growing over there. Make sure not to go and grow chitim or sa'orim. Don't start planting different types of grain within the kerem, within the vineyard. Now, what happens if the vineyard has a karachas? Karachas is like it sounds. It has a bald spot, just like you have a kereach, a bald spot on your head. You have a bald spot in the middle of this kerem. It's a huge kerem, 1,000 acres of kerem. In one particular area, there happens to be a bald spot. That's called the kerachas kerem. And and you want to go and plant over there not more grapes, I already have enough grapes. Shingaruk. I want to plant over there a small little patch of chitim usa'oyrim lamashal. So we have machlokes b'shami b'sil, whether you have to have 24 amas, you have to have 16 amas. It depends on what the minimum shear of the patch that you are growing. Because besides the patch that you're growing, you also have to have what's called avoida sakarim, avoida sakarka. You have the space, a room in a room, to allow for the workers, for the animals to go by and to do their work. Okay, you look in Rashi, it goes to the Cheshbon, you said he gets to 24 and you get to 16. But the point is, again, second line, that you have a chorub, meaning it's a bald spot in the middle of the kerem. If it's less than 16 amos wide, don't even think about bringing in other zeroim, other grains to plant. If it was 16 amos, nice and like the avodasai, then first set off the kedei avodasai. Rashi says kedei avodasai means put aside four amos in each direction. So if I have four amos over here and four amos over there, that's eight altogether. I'll have eight in the middle. Ah, that's enough according to Beis Hillel. That's why 16 is enough. According to Beis Shammai, that's not enough. You have to have 16 in the middle. And therefore, that's why you have to have four on the side. Four on the side is eight, another 16 in the middle. Good. Anyway, Hashem Shesed Yaman, at least like you did. If you did have 16 altogether, put aside four and four on the two sides. The Zerea Samois, and then go and plant the middle of it, which according to Beis Hillel will be eight Amis in the middle, and you have plenty room to go and do the Avoidus Hakarim from all sides, or the Avoidus Hakarka from all sides. And what's the Yisrael Mochal Hakarim? The same principle. But there it's not talking about smack in the middle of the kerem. But the kerem, the geder, it's talking about at one end of the kerem, between the vineyard and the geder. Geder means the wall or the fence. There, the shiurim is not 24 and 16, but it's only 16 and 12. Why is it different? Because there you don't need to go and set aside additional avoida sakarim work for the kerem, because you only have the kerem on one side, and the other side you got the wall. Okay, so ben kerem together, ain't shem shem esrei yama, lo yavi zeh sham, hayishem shem esrei yama, no yisrael kidav vidos. If you did have 12, then put aside 4 for allowing room for the workers and the animals to pass. That's 4 amas. You have 8 amas in the middle. That's good. Bezrei zeh sharon, everything is good. Anyway, so that's the avoid is a karim, mochel a karim, krachas a karim, mochel a karim. There says Rav Nachman, when we're talking about 16 amois or 24 amois, we're talking about big amois. If they are small amois of 5 tvachim, don't bring zera l'sham. You want to be able to plant grain in the middle, make sure these are big amois, 16 of times 6, or 24 times 6, but not times 5. Fakim over ikar tzufim, but arba amois still a kula. There's another case where it comes out of kula. Where's the case of the kula? The case is if the kerem is retzufim, that not. Kerem atu al pokas mi arba amas. When we say kerem atu al pokas mi arba amas, means that the kerem itself, if you've ever seen a vineyard, you'll see that there are rows and rows of vines which are growing the grapes. If you push them too close together, then it's not going to grow very effectively. And people say, this is a vineyard. This is a mishigana, put everything, just smash them all together. You got to go and put space in between. How much space do you have to have in between? Between each shura of a shura, you have to have dalar amas, 4 amas. That will allow for the minerals under the ground to grow. It will allow for the workers to be able to walk through, the shvarim to do whatever they have to do. But the point is, that's a normal geheriga, a properly allocated kerem. We have 4 amas in between each other. Between each row, between each shura. What happens if you have less than 4 amas? No good. It's not a kerem. And therefore, since it's not a kerem, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to go and grow grain in between. It's somewhat ironic because the grapes are so smashed together, you're allowed to go and throw in additional grain, and it's really going to be a chulent, a real ervuvia, a real kelaim. However, what our Gemara is telling us is, because this kerem has not been properly grown, it's not going to have any permanence, it's not going to have any kiyum. This type of kerem cannot last for more than 6 months, a year, 2 years. ultimately the whole thing is going to just explode on its own, because you can't go and have these tsekvetshta kerem where you have one vine on top of the other vine on top of the other vine. This is just, it doesn't have any existence. It doesn't have any future.
That doesn't make sense, because if you take grape seeds and grain in one fistful and plant them together, you're over kalayim.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a kerem to be over kalayim. You need to take a fistful of and put it together.
You know why you're saying that? Because the chacham hold it as a kerem. That's the next. It's machloek istak in the Mishnah between Reb Shimon and the chacham. But according to Reb Shimon, if it's not growing like a proper kerem, it doesn't have a shame kerem, it's considered to be like hefker, haphazard, and therefore you can go and put in as many grain seeds as you want, you don't have to worry about kelayim. Ah, so since the shear between one shoe and the other shura is 4 amos, so say the chachar, says Rav Nachman, each one of those amos has to be 6 tvachim, so then you need much, much more space between one shoe and the other. It's not enough to have 20 tvachim, you got to have 24 tvachim. And if that's going to be the case, if it's less than 24 tvachim, it's not going to be a kerem. You're allowed to go and plant the grain. So you can have a kula coming out instead of a chumra. For it could have two from Arba Amma is still a kula. It's not a kerem, and therefore you can plant whatever you want. No, it is a kerem. But Reb Shimon is right. We have a challenge to the continued existence of this kerem if it's not growing properly, if you don't have enough space. Say the chum roinus and toin kilainam. I will look upon the middle shura in between as if it doesn't exist. It's only a virtual shura, it's not a real shura. And therefore, between the two, assuming we had 3 shuras altogether, even though between Shura 1 and Shura 2 there was only 3 tvachim, and between, or 3 amas, and between Shura 2 and Shura 3 there was only 3 amas, doesn't matter. Look upon the middle one as if it's not there. Why? Because the Gemara assumes it's not going to be able to flourish and exist, because there's just not enough room. Uproot it in your minds, and now between Shura 1 and Shura 3, we got 6 amas, we got plenty of room, and therefore, if you plant grain, then you're going to be over the din of Kelayim. As if they don't exist. If Rav Nachman holds like Rav Shimon that Eino Kerem, instead of bringing a chumra to the table, he's bringing a kula to the table. Everything like Rav Nachman, the Kemi tackles like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Shimon. If he was saying like Rav Shimon, he does hold like Rav Shimon. And again, Varoy Vamas Kamar. In general, when it comes to the Kerem, when you're talking about the Krachas Kerem, when you're talking about the Mochala Kerem, you want to be able to go and plant in between that empty patch. Make sure it's big, it's huge. It's got to be 16 or 24 times 6. Not 16 or 24 times 5. But Eina Chanami, Legabi, the din of Ritzufin, where there's a heter that you're allowed to go and plant your grain seeds. There, Eina Chanami, he's not going to go and say that the shear is 6 tvachim. He'll say that it's even 5 tvachim. That if it's 4 times 5, then already it will have the status of a kerem that you're not allowed to go and plant your seeds. So in that case, he'll talk and say 5. It's the other cases where he says 6. And finally the Gemara says, V'rova mishmei Rav Nachman Omar, it's not that major difference that you're saying of 6 tvachim and 5 tvachim. The whole difference is much, much less. Kol amos ba'ama bas shisha. All amos, all standard amos throughout Shas, when you're talking about amos, we mean 6. El halolu shoychkes, shoychkes v'halolu atzvois. Sometimes, however, you're talking about smiling amos, and sometimes you're talking about frowning amos. What does he mean? Just like when you have your fist, you can have a clenched fist where the four fingers are really one next to each other without any space, or sometimes you can kind of relieve it and have some space in between. So therefore, that's what Imara means when it says a frowning ama. Clench. No space. No room for compromise. I'm ready to fight. My shenki, once I'm opening up, I'm already letting out some ear. I'm already willing to go and be more amicable and amenable. We can negotiate. That's called soichkes when they are open. That's the difference between the Mavui Mitmit, the Sukkah, and the Kera. We're not talking about the difference between six Amos and five, six Tvachim and five Tvachim. Talking about Soichis and Hatzvois. What's the whole difference between Soichis and Hatzvois? The Mepharshim say the whole difference is Chutzi Etzba, the width of a half an Etzba. Since an Etzba usually is considered to be 1 inch, we're talking about a half an inch, the difference between one and the other. And Mechem, we will explore that further tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Any questions, Rabbi Isai? Hearing none, have a gewaldige day. Mechem, 8:05 tomorrow morning. Zayge Mechem. Thank you for sending out the Pirishchai. The boy said it's very good to look at the Pirishchai. A picture is worth 1,000 words. It's very, very nice. Zag Yemench, have a good day.